You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 5. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Welcome back to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I'm Jackie Almer, and I'm glad to have you back for some solid training that may benefit you personally and certainly will as you grow a team and work with others who may be struggling with the challenge that we're going to cover here today in this episode. So in today's podcast, we're going to explore some questions that hopefully will help you get clear on your deep internal feelings around network marketing and MLM. And we call this your success or money blueprint around your ability to earn within our profession. Now, I know when I went through these exercises for myself, I uncovered some issues that I still needed to work on. So don't be afraid to come clean with any feelings that you have. Feelings aren't right or wrong, they just are. But sometimes when we're least aware of it, those feelings can really negatively affect us and our ability to have success. We may be contacting people, following up, doing all the things that we're supposed to be doing. But the reality of it is, if your beliefs and thoughts and feelings don't match with what your desires are, chances are you're not going to be having the success that you want, even with the action steps that you're taking. So definitely keep that in mind. And then, of course, as your team grows and you sense any resistance or the reluctance for some of those on the team to actually launch their business or get started, if you'll simply take them through this process, it can be a huge boost to get them on the right track. So let me just start with this by kind of sharing my story, my history in network marketing, and you may be able to relate to this. Well, to be honest, I never knew the term network marketing, MLM, or multi-level marketing until right about the time that I got started. I knew of the concept kind of loosely, but I really had no education around it and no real experience. So my first experience or first exposure to network marketing that I can recall came when I was about 12 or 13 years old. My uncle and his wife joined Amway, and they talked to my family about it. I was not around for the conversation when they talked about it, or at least I don't remember it. But what I remember, or rather made up in my mind, is that my mom, who was my uncle's sister, and their other sister, not having a whole lot of positive things to say about it. And it kind of seems to me like they were kind of talking negatively about him. So what I made up in my mind as a 12 or 13-year-old is that whatever this program was, Amway certainly was bad. Network marketing or the business model was bad, even though I didn't have the language or understanding to call it that. That's what I made up in my mind. I don't know why, but if you join a network marketing company, your family is likely to talk about you. That was my exposure. That was my blueprint, if you will. That's the way I felt about it. Now, interestingly, to prepare for this particular podcast, I called my mom. It's kind of funny. I've been wanting to ask her for years what actually went on, but it was one of those things, every time I would think about it, I was not the right place to call her because I realized that I really wanted to get clear. I mean, you know, here I am 19 years as of this recording into network marketing, have made millions of dollars. My family certainly knows that. A couple of them have been involved in a few. Currently, as I record this, I don't have one family member of mine personally as a customer or as a distributor in my own business. So, you know, that's a whole other story. Doesn't mean they're negative on it. It's just not for them. And I'm totally fine with that. They're aware. I've certainly notified and let them, you know, make a decision for themselves. But again, that's another story. So I contacted my mom a few weeks back to prepare for this and ask her about that whole experience and why they were so negative about it. And this is what her response was. I thought this was pretty funny. Well, it's not that I was negative about Amway or that business model. I just know that for me personally, I'm afraid of sales. I have no interest in sales. And I just know that I would never be good at it. And I don't like people pushing their products on me. So I could never do that. Well, that gave me some interesting perspective on a couple of things. Certainly, it gave me an interesting perspective on what we can make up as kids with only pieces of the story. Like I mentioned, I wasn't there for the initial conversation, how he explained it to him. Did he invite him over for a barbecue and then whip out the whiteboard? I don't have any idea. She doesn't totally remember, but she doesn't feel like it was anything like that. It was just kind of a casual conversation. And she knew very quickly she wasn't interested in taking a look. So just interesting to note what we can make up, the stories we make up in our minds, not only as kids, but we certainly do this as adults too. And that really speaks, I mean, even just my mom's expression of, you know, I don't like people pushing their products on me, and so I don't want to do that to others. That's certainly something that she made up, she perceived. Now, I don't know, you know, maybe my uncle didn't go about it the right way. I can't say for sure. Maybe he was too salesy, but maybe my mom had just made up her own scenario because she wasn't interested, and she couldn't just say no thanks, good luck, or whatever. I know that in my 19 years in this profession, I have certainly run into those people. People where all they really need to do is just say, no thanks, good luck, it's not for me. But for whatever reason, they don't. So I don't know for certain what exactly happened there, but it certainly freed up my mind. And a good lesson certainly is to know when to let go. I do know it to be true about my mom that our business model is not a fit for her. And she's not particularly coachable, so even working her through it would probably not happen. So again, take the lesson sometimes and just know when to let go. Now, T. Harv Eker, that's E-K-E-R, in his great book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, he talks about the negativity that often surrounds money, the word money, the thought of money, based on what we've heard. And most often it begins when we're a kid, when we're kids growing up. This often transforms into our thoughts and feelings around money today. So think about this. Have you ever heard, thought, or said these statements about money? Money doesn't grow on trees. Money is evil, or money is the root of all evil. Money goes out faster than it comes in. There's always more month left over at the end of the money. It's hard to hold on to money. A penny saved is a penny earned. Only people who cheat have money. Money only comes from hard work. Rich people are greedy and dishonest. Money is not spiritual. I don't know, that last one may be my favorite. Money is not spiritual. Anyway, most of us have heard these or something close to this regarding money. Now, hopefully you have a good money blueprint. You know that you deserve it. It's abundant, flowing through your life. But if you don't, think about how you feel when you think about money and how you feel when you hear some of those sentences, those phrases that I just mentioned. Now, think about the same thing about the terms network marketing, multi-level marketing, and MLM. Think about these phrases that you may have heard. Network marketing and MLM is a pyramid. It's a scheme. Only those at the top make money. I don't want to make money off my friends. Network marketing and MLM is a scam or illegal. You got involved in one of those? Okay, so those are just some ideas of some things you may have heard around network marketing, MLM, or multi-level marketing. So our goal in this podcast is to change, strengthen, and reframe your blueprint around the network marketing business model, multi-level, MLM, and the phraseology, if you will, that goes with that. What we think about, what we focus on, and what we manifest in our minds is what shows up in our lives, especially those thoughts that we have most often, okay? If you're super fixated on your weight, very often it's hard to lose weight. There's so many ways that this plays into our lives and so many ways that it shows up as true if we really reflect on it. These thoughts are, when we think about and focus on certain things, those are the things that we manifest in our lives as reality. And these thoughts are imprinted into our subconscious mind and our conscious mind, and they do become our reality. So if you want to change your reality, you must change your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, and then consequently, that helps change your actions. Or maybe the word reframe is better, if you like that better than thinking of changing. Now, Richard Brook, He wrote a great book on vision called Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire. And in that book, he talks about being hit by a baseball as a young boy, playing in Little League or something like that. I think he was around the fifth grade. I want to say that's like eight or nine, something along those lines. But he was a young boy. And when he got hit, of course, it hurt. And he cried in front of his friends. And he felt humiliated then for his friends having seen him cry. You know, boys are raised not to cry, you know, past a certain age. And he was certainly at that age where he was no longer okay for him to cry. And so even though he was hurt, he felt humiliated. Now, to this day, he shares that he doesn't like baseball. And it's not because he was hit many times or humiliated many times. It's because it happened one time and he replayed it over and over and over again in his mind. So he began to associate baseball with pain, humiliation, and all kinds of bad feelings. So think about that and think about some of the ways that this shows up for you regarding a lot of different things. Well, really, for me, that's the same of my story of network marketing as a child. My thoughts around that experience, of which I only had a small piece of the story, became my reality for quite a while regarding network marketing. You know, I only was exposed to it one time, sensed that there was negativity with it, and made up in my mind that all things around network marketing are negative. Your family and friends will shun you. Stay away from it. So let me ask you a few questions so you can begin to understand your own success and network marketing blueprint for your business. I hope you have a pen and paper to write these down. You can stop this podcast now and grab some if you don't, or come back to it later if you're driving or out walking or on your treadmill or doing some of the things that I do when I listen to podcasts very often. You want to make sure you have a pen and paper to write these down and spend some time thinking about them. Now, chances are you don't have a negative mindset, and that is great, but I want to encourage you to go through the rest of this podcast and listen, because even if you have a great mindset around all of it, over time, as you build a team, you're going to run into people like me and people like others who don't come into it with a super positive relationship with regard to our blueprint on our ability to be success in network marketing. So if you don't have a negative mindset, that is great. If you do, please know this, like me, it's possible to overcome this and go on to do quite well. So here we go, ready for the questions. You can write these down and then come back to them and answer them later. What feelings come to mind when you hear the word MLM, or rather, what feelings do you feel? What thoughts come to mind when you hear the word MLM? Same question around the word network marketing. What thoughts or feelings come up for you when you hear the word network marketing? Have you been involved in network marketing before, and what was your experience? Have you been involved in network marketing before, and what was your experience? What was your very first exposure to network marketing? And would you rate that as a negative or a positive experience? What was your very first exposure to network marketing, and how would you rate that? Was it positive or negative? What are your thoughts when someone asks, is this MLM? Or is this multi-level marketing? Or is this network marketing? What do you think others think and feel about MLM? Do you have some preconceived ideas? When you sit down to make out your list, or if you have sat down to make out your list, did you ever edit anybody off of it, meaning you didn't write their name down, or you did and then you scratched it off because you thought, oh, man, I don't want them to know I'm involved in network marketing, or they're going to be negative about it, or something like that. So that comes down to what you think others think and feel about network marketing, MLM. Now, based on what your response is to that, how do you know this? Is this a fact that you know for certain, or is it an assumption and something that you've made up? How do you feel about approaching and sharing your business with the people closest to you? Maybe make out a list of 10 to 20 people who are closest to you, and then write out how you feel approaching and sharing the business with them. And then last question, how will you answer the question, is this MLM? Or is this a pyramid? Or is this network marketing, multi-level marketing, those type things? How will you answer the question when it's phrased like that to you? So what I want you to do is spend some time answering these questions and decide if you have the mindset about each of the answers that you want to have. And then if you do, that's fantastic. Move on. If you don't, what we're going to do next is write a new story around the answer to each. One of the ways that we can do this is to create positive affirmations that you can spend some time on each day in order to change and reframe your previous thoughts and beliefs. Here are some things to remember about what others think. So if you are experiencing some negativity or you even have some negativity yourself, here are some things to remember and some ways to strengthen your feelings and thoughts. First of all, personal success will always be determined by what you think and how you feel about what excites you. Personal success will always be determined by what you think and how you feel about what excites you. It's not determined by what someone else thinks unless you let it be. So if someone else close to you thinks network marketing is a scam, does that make it true? Does that make it real? Do you know some people who've been successful in network marketing? You may not know me personally, but I've been very successful in network marketing. And you may not know me personally enough to say, yeah, I'm a good gal, you know. I'm one of the up and ups. I'm honest. I have integrity, but I can promise you that I do. You know, I'm just an average, ordinary mom, wife, person, friend, daughter, all of those type things. But I've done well in network marketing after overcoming my own challenges with it. So if someone else thinks it's a scam or wrong, one of the things that you want to do is think about others who you know of who've been successful and ask yourself, certainly my opinion, me as Jackie Elmer, my opinion is that network marketing couldn't be further from a scam. And now you have someone else that's saying it is. So you have to find within your own way of what that means to you. Remember this, you control your thoughts and feelings, and your thoughts and feelings that you control are what attract things and circumstances to you. So when you're solid on MLM, network marketing, and multi-level marketing, you will rarely hear others express negativity around it. And I can tell you that that's absolutely true from my own experience, and here's what I mean by that. When I was still dealing with my own negative mindset and my own negative thoughts and feelings about network marketing, guess what objection I got all the time? Is this a pyramid? Oh, is this one of those MLM things? I heard that reaction quite a bit back when I was having my own issues and struggles with it. Today, there's not a person in the world who could upset me by saying, are you involved in a pyramid or are you involved in MLM? Not one person in the world can upset me by that. And so guess what? Because I feel that way, I almost never get the objection. In fact, I cannot remember the last time I got the objection, is this MLM? I will occasionally get it when I'm doing a three-way call with a team member, but not with my own prospects. So it's pretty interesting. That was definitely a road sign to me of that I was on the right track and changing and shifting and reframing my thoughts and beliefs around it. So all that comes back to attracting what you think and feel. You can choose to create a mindset shift and a new blueprint to follow if your old one is not serving you. You attract what you focus on. Think about this too. 90% of the population has only ever worked as an employee. It's all they know. That's all they know is being an employee, going to work, getting a specific unit of pay for a specific unit of time. There's nothing wrong or bad about that. But this can create some uncertainty often with this group of people when we try to present something to them that's outside of the box. A lot of people have a big desire to have their own business, to be their own boss. But the reality of it is the risk, the fear that's associated with it for them, for many people, is just something that in their current state of thinking is outside of their realm of possibility. So if you have someone who wants to shift that, refer them over to this podcast, have them listen and see if you can work with them on that even before they join you in the business. If you have someone who really, really wants it, but for whatever reason is struggling, put it out there for them and share it definitely. So, you know, that's an important thing. 90% of the population has only ever worked as an employee, and that can create some uncertainty and some negativity if we're not careful. Know the difference, you know when it's just someone speaking out of fear because it's an unknown for them. Now, let's talk a little bit about those negatives that we can often receive that we call shutdowns. And there are typically three types of shutdowns that you may run into. The first shutdown is when someone you really thought would be interested and great says no. They tell you no to your opportunity. The second one is when someone on your team who you thought would be fantastic calls to tell you that they're quitting. And then the third shutdown is when your team does not grow and duplicate quickly. So let's talk about these in order. The first shutdown. First of all, remember that this happens to everyone. All of us have those experiences of someone we just know is going to kick it out of the park. You know, they're going to be fantastic. They've got a huge contact list. They're super self-motivated, bubbly. You just know that this is going to be just your ace in the hole, man. They are totally right for it. They're going to love it, everything. And then you contact them. Maybe they shut you down before you even get a chance to show it to them, or you show it to them and then they say, no, not for me, whatever. This happens to everyone. You're not special or unique. Sorry to disappoint you. You're special and unique in other ways, but the fact that somebody that you were counting on tells you no does not make you special or unique. Stick with it. Be a professional. And many of those will come around and say yes at a later time. If you've listened to my story, you know that's my story. Could not have been less interested or more negative when I was first approached. Could not have been more interested or less negative. Well, I may have still had a little bit of negativity, but I was certainly very interested when it came back around and the timing was right for me, because I just had my first child, my son, and I wanted to be home with him. So definitely know that if you stick with it, you be a professional, a lot of those people are going to come back around and say yes later. It's not personal, so don't be vain and try to take it personally. It really isn't. And again, if somebody says something rude to you, it's still not personal. That's their issue. It's not your issue. It's not about you. So don't spend too much time analyzing it. It's okay for you to say, you know, do you mind if I ask why? I'm you know, I'm new and I'm still working on my business skills, and all of this is a good learning experience for me. So if you don't mind sharing, you know, why, what's the reason for your decision? Put it in a way like that. That'll help you get better. But again, if you're not ready to hear some negativity, don't go there. Again, it doesn't reflect on you or your decision, your company, or your products. Second, remember, that's the law of averages. Most people will say no. They just purely will. We covered this in episode 4 of this podcast series. Most people are going to tell you no. I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to be honest with you. You may have been misled to think that most people will say yes. It's not true. Most people are going to tell you no. But what I do know is over time, it is the law of averages. Many people are going to say yes, and many people who said no originally are going to come back and say yes. It's okay to be disappointed briefly, and then you got to move on. As Jim Rohn, one of the great educators in network marketing, would say, don't sign up for that class. The next shutdown is when someone you think would be great quits. And again, it's just like the last one. It's not about you. Stay in action and activity. Find someone new and literally bask in that new team member's enthusiasm and excitement. And just like before, it's okay to be disappointed. You can sulk briefly, and then you got to move on and you got to get back into action. And then in terms of the third shutdown, remember this. The speed of the leader determines the speed of the pack. People will do what you do, not what you say. Sound familiar? We've heard this from the time we were kids. I think most of us has. If you want your team sponsoring, you be sponsoring. If you want your team getting customers, you be getting customers. If you want your team promoting, you be promoting. If you want your team attending events, you be attending events. Here's the thing to definitely keep in mind about all this, and I kind of mentioned this at the beginning. Until your subconscious mind is in alignment with your desires, you are blocking yourself from having the success you want. You want to get back to the core of where it all starts, and that is with your why. Then you can work on your beliefs and reframing them as needed. So to begin with this, let's create a new experience for you on that sheet of paper. Let's write out an experience that you want to have in your business. Think about what you really want to achieve next in your business. Is it a certain promotion? Do you want to sponsor some people? Write out the story of what that is. Maybe it's getting promoted to the next level, to the highest level. Maybe it's speaking on stage at convention, walking across stage at convention as a top income earner or as a certain pin level. Maybe it's quitting your day job. Maybe it's bringing your spouse home. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's all of those things. And if that's the case, that's fantastic. I want you to spend some time on this. Set aside some time, learn to dream and imagine again. Write out your perfect day in your perfect life and include how your business fits into this. Write out positive I am statements and read them at least twice a day. Here are some examples of what I mean by this. I am a leader. I am speaking on stage and inspiring thousands. I earn over $25,000 a month in my business. Or maybe it's more for you. I earn over $100,000 a month in my business. Or maybe less, because putting too high of an amount out there kind of squelches it for you. That was my story in the beginning. I could write out seeing myself earn $5,000 a month, because $60,000 a year was in my realm of possibility. And then from there, it wasn't hard for me to bump up to a six-figure, because my husband was earning a six-figure income. So start with what works for you, that's not so far out there that you immediately begin to find that the negative emotion and feelings kind of settle in. Find that amount and write it down. Here's some more I am statements. I am attracting the right people into my business. I am sponsoring leaders who quickly sponsor others and duplicate. I am lucky. I am someone others look up to and listen to. So those are just some ideas. What fits for you? I got to tell you a funny story. Recently, I was in the last year, I was cleaning out the shelves of my office, and I came upon a notebook that I started writing things in the 90s, back when I first started in network marketing. And I found a long series of I am statements that I had created way a long time ago, around the very first company that I got involved in. Now, here's the really funny thing about that. Those things didn't come to pass in that company, but they did come to pass. It was with a totally different company, but that's okay. I managed to make those I am statements come true. I wrote them down, put them in a notebook, and literally put them up on my bookshelf for a long, long time. And ultimately, they did come to pass. So I want you to do that too. Now, I'm going to encourage you to get them out and look at them regularly. Read them at least twice a day. That's going to accelerate the process for you. But get them written down. Begin to internalize them. Begin to feel in your mind, conjure up what it's going to feel like when those things come true for you. Now, a final thing I really want to stress, when people ask, is this MLM, what they want to see is your belief. So make sure that you have it. Make sure that you're working through and reframing your answer to that in such a way that they feel your enthusiasm and they feel your belief. Remember this, some will, some won't, some will later, some never will, and there is always someone waiting to hear from you. There really, truly is. Someone who is looking for hope, wishing, and maybe has a prayer that can be answered by your product or your business. Your goal here is to form new habits of thinking. Remember this, it's 21 days to a new habit, and you want to read these statements that we've just written out and run the pictures of success through your mind at least twice a day from here on out. Those statements will change as you grow, and as you build and as you advance, and that's okay. It's always great to be writing out new ones because you've moved on. Now, pay attention to your thoughts and feelings around these statements and learn to break the pattern. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings throughout the day. Sometimes we need a little trigger to do this, and I'm going to share what I use that really worked for me to begin to be able to take very positive control over my own thoughts. I started wearing my daughter when she was a lot younger. She had those little ponytail holders, and they had just some little beads on them, and it kind of looked like a bracelet. It didn't look like a ponytail holder, so I could get away with wearing it because it was a rubber band on the inside, but had these little beads. So I would wear this little rubber band thingy around my wrist, and just throughout the day, as I was doing typing on the computer, doing dishes, laundry, whatever it was I was doing, because we work with our hands. So much of, our hands are a big part of our day-to-day life, typically. I would see that headband all the time. Seeing that headband sparked in my mind that to check in on my thoughts and feelings. How was I feeling? Was I, doing dishes and grumbling and going through a bad scenario of something that had happened? Or was I doing dishes and thinking about, seeing myself walking across the stage, seeing myself as a top income earner? What was it that I was experiencing with that? So throughout the day, every time that I would catch sight of that rubber band, that little head thing, ponytail holder around my wrist, it would remind me to check in on my thoughts and feelings. And if I could tell I was negative, I just reached down and popped that thing on my wrist to where it hurt just a little. Tony Robbins teaches about, creating triggers like this. That began to work for me. And pretty soon I didn't need to wear it anymore, because pretty soon it was simple for me to just check in, on a regular basis, because it had become a habit. I would check in regularly throughout the day on what my thoughts and feelings were. So try something like that for yourself. Now remember, network marketing gives us an opportunity like no other profession I have experienced. It challenges us, it stretches us, and it rewards us richly in experiences, people, and income when we get committed to it. You deserve a life of prosperity, and then you have the benefit of sharing the same opportunity with others. So if you want to explore any of this further and expand your belief, visit my website, JackieAlmer.com, and click on training resources. If you have specific questions, I would love to answer them on a future podcast. So visit my site, JackieAlmer.com, click on contact, and leave me a message through the app on the left, the little SpeakPipe message app where you can actually speak into it and leave me a message. So thanks for listening to this episode number 5 of the Street Smart Wealth podcast, and I hope you have a great week. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.